5 UTC right after the international news.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the February 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Confederation of African Football President Ahmad Ahmad resumed his duties this week after having a five-year FIFA ban temporarily frozen by the Court of Arbitration for Sport while he appeals. The 61-year-old Ahmad is from Madagascar. He was suspended for 5 years and given a $200,000 fine by FIFA in November. Ahmad was accused of, among other things, abuse of office and misappropriation of funds. He wants to stand for re-election on March 12th at the CAF Congress in Morocco, but he's currently ruled ineligible by a FIFA review committee. The Court of Arbitration for Sport says it will hear Ahmad's appeal on March 2nd and deliver a verdict before the March 12th CAF presidential election. Meanwhile, South African billionaire businessman Patrice Motsepe is one of four candidates who has been cleared for the election. The 59-year-old Motsepe is the owner of the South African football club Mamelodi Sundowns. For reaction to his election bid, Iron Mike Mbonye called Johannesburg, where he reached African football analyst Clyde Tool.
When we received the news that Patrice Motsepe has been cleared to run for the CAF elections, it was received very well in South Africa. It was one of the greatest news. Probably Sundowns fans holding welcome at that match, because you know, once you become CAF president, you need to relinquish your position as a club president. So probably a lot of fans will wish it doesn't happen, but for the country, it's great. Remember, South Africa has had a person running the African Union in Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, and now I think the ground is fertile for South Africa to run African football. I've always wondered why African football is run by the people from the lesser nations, and you think of nations like Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana. Those are superpowers in the continent, and they should be running football for the continent. And I believe Patrice Motsepe has the pedigree. This is a man who's not just a club president, but he's a well-celebrated businessman, not only in South Africa, but beyond the borders as well. This will be great for African football in the sense that he hasn't been in that CAF environment. He's, of all the candidates that are running for CAF presidents, he's the man that's coming from the outside. He hasn't been in that failed environment over the years. I think it brings fresh perspective. With the other candidates, I just feel like it will be a new face, same system, same way of running things. But with Patrice, it's something totally new. He's coming outside his system that CAF has had for many years, and he's totally new face who, with his business astuteness, I think he will improve CAF. Most importantly, I think his more inclination will be turning African football into a business. And I think when you speak about business and you don't mention Patrice in that line, you'll be failing in that subject.
Motsepe is a millionaire and owns Mamelodi Sundowns Football Club, a successful club in the continent. It's like he's not very popular. What are his chances in the election?
Now, people will say, yes, Motsepe is a millionaire who owns Sundowns, a successful club in the continent, but is he popular? Will he be elected? We know that African football, when it comes to elections, it's not all about what you know, but also who you know. I believe if African football or African football leaders really care about football, they need to look outside the box. This is a time to think outside the box, because every other candidate it's people that are in the box. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but what I'm saying is these are people that have always been part of this CAF system for years. They are not new people, and Motsipe is that new candidate. There's a need to try something totally new, and I think maybe, just maybe, he could just give African football the wings to fly once again.
If Motsipe wins the election, what should Africans expect from his presidency?
What to expect when Motsipe wins elections? I can assure you that we can expect football becoming a business again for Africa. Perhaps a more improved CAF Champions League with big monies. And I'm 100% sure you'll be probably looking to invest his personal money from the business into African football and growing it so that he can leave a lasting legacy. And with South Africa having organized a FIFA World Cup, a successful one for that matter, I think him coming from a country that did that, it comes with that appeal to sponsors. So you can expect a lot of sponsors to start flocking to the CAF. And most importantly, I think one of his biggest tasks is make sure that African football is back on the biggest screens in Africa. And you are talking about a channel like SuperSport. That's a channel that covers the vast, or should I say, the big ground in Africa, but we are not having CAF football on these channels. And I think Patrice Motsepe will look into improving the broadcasting side of football, business side, bring money, marketing, sponsorship. And I think he's certainly a huge task for him, and I think he's capable.
That's African football analyst Clyde Too. And Clyde spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Sporty greetings. This is Clyde Too, an African football analyst. You're listening to Sony Side of Sport on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
It's been almost 30 years since Ghana won a medal at the Olympics. Ghana's under-23 national men's football team, nicknamed the Black Meteors, won a bronze medal at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. While this year's Tokyo Olympics remain in doubt because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ghana is hoping to qualify more athletes for the Games in Japan. So says a Ghana Olympic Committee spokesman. Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori reports from Accra, Ghana.
The communication director of Ghana Olympic Committee, Sami Heywood Okan, says their main agenda is to intensify their preparations for the games.
In May, June, they'll go to Paris for the world qualifiers in boxing. The athletes too, some of them are, there'll be some opens or meetings where they'll qualify. And through that qualifiers, recently the Athletic Secretary said he hopes that about 5 athletes will join those who are qualified.
The Ghana Olympic Committee communicator says 4 athletes and 1 Paralympic athlete have already qualified for the Tokyo Games. 2 boxers, Suleiman Tete and Samuel Tachi. 2 track and field, Joseph Amwa, 200 meters, and Nadia Eke, triple jumper. The Paralympic athlete is Rafael Busio Nkegbe. Sam Haywood says he is optimistic more athletes can qualify to increase Ghana's contingent, but he explained why Ghana Olympic football team is unable to qualify to the Olympics since their participation in Athens 2004 games.
You know, football, now other countries are catching up. If other countries have overtaken us, We just sit down and say we can beat them. We just sit down and say we can beat them. But that's not the case. What they are doing, right, we should look at it and also copy them, also overtake them again. Ghana was the best country in Africa concerning football, but now things have changed. Even for the Chan, that's they are playing in Cameroon. There's no Ghana. So Ghana football, but our local league is rising. So I'm sure that as our local league is rising, by 2 years' time, we'll come back to international and we'll take our position back.
That was Sam Haywood Okine, Communication Director of Ghana Olympics Committee. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabena Fori in Accra.
Hello, Jonathan Mensah here, Black Stars defender and Columbus Crew captain. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Like Ghana, Nigeria's last Olympic medal came in men's football. The Nigerian team won a bronze medal at the 2016 Olympics in Brazil. Falilat Ogunkoya won two medals on the track for Nigeria at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics, a silver in the women's 4x400-meter team relay, and a bronze in the women's 400-meter race. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Ogunkoya, what advice do you have for Nigerian athletes who hope to get on the Olympic medals podium?
My advice to Nigerian athletes is to keep training. Training is very, very important. We are in the Olympics. We want to win medal. They need to train very, very, very hard. With the training, that will help the athlete to excel at the Olympics. Because without the training, there's no way you can win a medal. So I know it's not easy. Whatever is going on around us, we just have to manage it. But the athletes have to continue to be working very, very hard. And my advice to Nigeria government is to support the athletes. They should continue to support the athlete. Because without the government, there's no athlete. Without the athlete, there's no government. No athlete will go to the Olympics without the government. So they need to really support them. I know it's not the way the world have been, what they have been going on, it's not been easy. But we just have to hang in, train very hard, support the athlete. Athlete can train very hard. All the money, they should make sure that they use it wisely because Olympics is going to come. And if you don't train very hard, you are not going to win any medal at the Olympics. But with a hard training, with sports science, very, very important. Because whatever we are doing now is sports science. And we need to cue into that and make sure that we do the sports science. So at the end of the day, winning medal in the Olympics, that is the goal that we have been waiting for so many years now. And I hope that this Olympics will bring medal. And at least we think very, very hard for them to win that medal. I say good luck to all of them. It's not going to be easy, but if you work very hard at whatever you are doing, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Are you satisfied with the level of preparations by the Nigerian government for the Tokyo Olympic Games?
When you say satisfied with the level of the preparation of the games, as long as athlete is training very hard, if they do what they're supposed to do and train very, very hard, I'll be very, very happy. Because we know that COVID-19 is going on, but all over the world, we see other athletes training, other athletes breaking records. I want Nigeria to break records. I want Nigeria to win medal in Olympics. I want them to train very hard. Whatever that is going on, don't let use this as an excuse for us not to train. It's something that is very, very tough. They need to train very hard. So at the end of the day, there will be a good result at the end. Because the only thing that unites all of us is sport, and we just have to continue to tell the athletes to work very hard. And with that, they will win medal. And without the training, it's not going to be possible. And I hope that athletes are doing that. As long as we are doing that, you know, the level of our preparation is very high. They have done one camp, and I hope that this year, 2021, there's going to be, you know, more training, and athletes will be able to represent Nigeria very well and represent themselves very well. And it's not going to be easy, but with the way the athletes train, that is the answer to win medal in the Olympics, and that is what Nigeria have been hoping to do. Preparation is fine. The athletes need to train very hard. If you don't train very hard, it's going to be a problem. I wish them good luck, and I hope that whatever that is going on around you, don't let them affect you. Please train very, very hard. It's very, very important. And that will usually help you to bring medal around your neck.
What advice do you have for athletes who have qualified for the Olympic Games?
Some athletes have already qualified for the Olympics. And those ones that qualify, some of them are not even go, and other people will still come and qualify. I just pray that those ones that have already qualified, they should be trained very, very hard, because they're still going to be trial for at least for selection of the Olympics, you know, for them to go. There's going to be a trial. And with the trial that is coming, I hope that we're going to see more athletes that is going to run very fast. Run very fast is very, very important. You have to run very, very fast, because the women that are in the Olympics, the last, those eight people, they are going to be the best in the world. And I hope to see a lot of Nigeria in the finals, not only in athletics, on the other sport. I just pray that they will stay healthy. They will not let everything that is going on around them affect them. They will keep their head high, and they will make sure that they made themselves and their own Nigerian proud as well. It's not going to be easy, but I know that the ones that qualify, they are going to work very hard. Not somebody to come and beat them and take the spot. But if you don't train very hard, somebody will surely come and take the spot. I'm talking about the Nigeria now. And going outside Nigeria is not going to be easy. And I pray that God will just be with them. God will give them strength. God will just do what they need to do, because without the hard training, there's no way in the Olympics. But they have already qualified, and I hope that they will keep on fighting and training very, very hard. So at the end of the day, we are going to laugh at the Olympics.
That's Falilat Ogunkoya, an Olympic silver and bronze medalist. And she spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abeokuta, Nigeria.
Sport greetings, everyone. This is Falilat Ogunkoya, Olympic silver and bronze medalist, African record holder, ran the best quarterfinal in the world, 1998. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Now let's go to Cameroon, where the semifinal matches will be played Wednesday at the African Nations Championship Football Tournament, or CHAN. Our VOA football fans will remember, CHAN is for African players who ply their trade in their domestic leagues. So big African stars like Egypt and Liverpool striker Mohamed Salah, who currently leads the English Premier League in scoring with 15 goals, are not eligible. In the first semifinal Wednesday, Mali will meet neighbor Guinea in Douala, Cameroon, and that will be followed by a match between host Cameroon and defending CHAN champion Morocco in Limbé. Taking a look back at the quarterfinal results, Mali advanced by beating Congo Brazzaville 5-4 in a penalty kick shootout. Guinea edged Rwanda 1-0. Cameroon defeated the Democratic Republic of Congo 2-1. And Morocco beat Zambia 3-1. The winners of Wednesday's semifinals will advance to the CHAN final on Sunday, February 7th. In Yaoundé, Cameroon. Now, the CHAN final will be played the same day as one of the biggest annual sporting events here in the USA, the Super Bowl of American-style football. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will host the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. It's a matchup between two of the game's best quarterbacks, Tom Brady of the Buccaneers and Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. We'll hear now from both Brady and Mahomes. First, here's 43-year-old Tom Brady.
You know, I chose team sports for a reason, because I love having teammates. And I love sharing those experiences with those guys. And I love seeing those guys reach their potential. And I think for an older athlete like myself, so much of the enjoyment comes from me helping others too. So that's probably why I'm still doing it. It's not about, you know, me, Tom Brady. It's about us, the Bucks, and what we can accomplish. And, you know, we just got to go finish the deal. So it's been a great year thus far. I've learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about my teammates, but we've got a chance now to go accomplish the ultimate goal. And we're four quarters away. And it's going to take great effort. We're playing a great team, another team that I think has a lot of those things, and they're doing it the right way. And it's going to be a great challenge. So they're very talented offensively. Obviously, Patrick, the plays he can make. So, yeah, they're explosive. We're going to have to score points. I mean, there's, you know, we're not going to shut them out. I know that they're going to gain plenty of yards, and I'm sure they're going to score points. So we just got to be able to match it. We got to go out there and play great. We're going up against a defense that, again, they make a lot of plays. They're very explosive, too, on defense. So that's why they're in this game. That's why they won it last year. They're one of the great teams in the NFL.
Tom Brady won six Super Bowl titles as the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Now he'll try to win a seventh Super Bowl trophy with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For his part, 25-year-old Patrick Mahomes is bidding for his second straight Super Bowl championship. Mahomes was asked, are there any skills or qualities that Tom Brady has that you would like to acquire?
Yeah, and there's a ton. I mean, the way he's able to dissect defenses before the snap is something that I truly admire, that I'm trying to get to that level. The way he's able to move within the pocket and to be able to reset his feet and be completely calm and still make the throw right on the money, no matter who's around him, is something that I have to continue to work on. And as I continue in my career, I'm going to try to do whatever I can to watch the tape on him, because he's doing it the right way. And you can tell by how many Super Bowl championships he has and the rings that are on his fingers.
That's Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs will play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday in Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. Turning to tennis, the world's top players are in Melbourne, warming up for next week's Australian Open. Among the winners on Tuesday was local favorite and world number one Ash Barty. Craig Gabriel reports from Melbourne, Australia.
Ash Barty shook off the cobwebs and defeated Anna Bogdan 6-3, 6-3. The Australian world number one is widely popular at home.
I'm very fortunate, very lucky and grateful to be able to play in front of a crowd, particularly here in Victoria. I know how tough it's been for so many Melburnians over the last 12 months, and I really feel for them. So I feel like this is an opportunity for me just to be really happy on the court, enjoy the experience.
And she was also pleased to announce that she's just renewed her clothing endorsement for a number of years more and some big bucks as well. And she unveiled a new logo as her own branding. Naomi Osaka made short work of Elise Cornet.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it feels really good. I think because I haven't played a match since the finals in New York, I was definitely really nervous going into it, but I'm really happy with how positive I was throughout the match.
12 months ago, Sophia Kenin won her first major, the Australian Open, and she admitted to feeling the nerves as her title defense approaches. She defeated Camilla Giorgi. Petra Kvitova rallied from a set down to beat Venus Williams, while in the men's ATP Cup, Novak Djokovic led Serbia to victory over Canada. The doubles deciding the result in that tie. Spain, minus Rafa Nadal, who was nursing a twinge in his back, beat Australia. Italy overcame Austria, and Russia beat Argentina. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sports, Melbourne.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafo. You're listening to Sunnyside of Sports on Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. And interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Paul Tergat won two Olympic silver medals for Kenya during his great running career. With this year's Tokyo Olympics now scheduled to start in less than 6 months, some South Sudanese athletes already are in Japan and looking forward to the games. Joining us now with more details is VOA's Gwen Uden. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. According to a report released by the Metropolitan Government of Tokyo, the Japanese capital saw nearly 40,000 new coronavirus cases in January. That figure nearly doubles the previous record number in December and increases the likelihood that the region's current state of emergency, due to end on February 7th, will be extended. Amid growing concerns about the record surge in positive infections across the country, 80% of those polled in Japan say they want to see the Olympics either postponed or canceled. But despite uncertainty over this summer's delayed games, South Sudanese track athletes and their coach are training as if the event will go on. In 2019, the team arrived in Japan well ahead of the original start of the Olympics to take advantage of the country's training facilities, and they were putting the final touches on their workouts when the games were postponed. However, 18-year-old South Sudanese hurdler Akuna Kuhn tells Reuters the extra year of training has worked to his benefit.
Oh, for me, I don't care about that. I'm just continue with my training. If that be hell, it's okay. Yeah, and that is all. I don't want to confuse my mind. I just focus on my training, and that's all.
But for team coach Joseph Amarok, the year-long delay has come with a big sacrifice.
When the decision come out from the University and the South Sudan Olympic Committee that we are going to continue here for another year again, so actually I was worried because on my outside, from my children, it is hard for me. After now, it is hard. But because of the mission, it is a government mission, so I decided to be here.
The South Sudanese team made the nearly 7,000-mile trip to Japan from the world's youngest country. In 2013, 2 years after declaring its independence from Sudan, South Sudan descended into a civil war that left an estimated 400,000 people dead and forced millions from their homes. Akun, who also competes in the 400 meters, says he's proud to represent his country and to bring a message of peace and hope to the people of South Sudan.
And it's been a lot to me even to participate in Olympic. It's not easy, but it's the greatest chance, and I'm so happy to be here. My country. That's why in the training, I train hard to make something better.
South Sudanese sprinter Michael Machek has made headlines since he began his training in Maebashi. He's astonished many onlookers with his fast times despite an upper limb disability on his right arm and hand. Machek's motto is disability is not inability, and says he has two jobs to do in the upcoming Olympic Games. First, to give love, compassion, and support back to the people of Japan, and second, to inspire youth back home as the country's first Paralympic athlete.
This is the first time to come out of my country to go to other country, and I am now in Japan. So I feel very proud about that. Since I acquired something here, I will go back to South Sudan and transfer to my young comers athlete, say that they will come to reach to our level.
This summer, the South Sudanese athletes will represent their country at the Games for only a second time. South Sudan made its first ever appearance in 2016 at the Rio Games. However, a South Sudanese athlete has yet to bring home a medal. The Tokyo Olympics are set to begin on July 23rd, and the Paralympics will kick off 1 month later on August 24th. And that is all from me, Sunny. I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. As Gwen mentioned, South Sudan made its Olympic debut at the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. South Sudan was represented by three athletes, two men and one woman, and they all competed in athletics. In addition, there were five South Sudanese nationals who competed as members of the refugee Olympic team at the 2016 Rio Games. And that wraps up the February 2nd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports. We'll be right back.